Blog Talk Radio.
Budweiser beer, the king is second to
none. Who drinks Budweiser? You know the type. The people who grind. Those who don't back down. And the ones who don't quit. They say all people are 6 degrees of separation away from each other. But some are just a six-pack away. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer. This Bud's for you.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
On air now.
Good evening, everyone. This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru, and I'm your host, Antonia Air, now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. Press pound sign and number one to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled COVID has been announced to be a thing of the past, or almost. Cannot underestimate a disease which have killed people worldwide over a span of just more than 2 years, at the tune of more than 4 million people. But there are lingering suspicions that do exist in other ways that are considered unforeseen. There have been a mention of variants that still linger. Plus, student loans are still on the table for the Biden administration to decide on soon. And grocery store prices are supposed to almost be at a standstill, but there is no sign of reducing some of those prices after they have been imposed upon us. And inflation still creeps up on us by way of retail items and also the cost of college to be imposed in ways that students cannot carefully still attend college, as it has been said in the American Dream. And so we better be careful about who we vote for this year. And again, also in the year to come following this year, crime, well, it's not going anywhere immediately for citizens, so beware. Finally, TikTok has been said to have Privacy Act issues. Did anyone tell you that there are other devices that are out there that are planted into your daily routine that do the same thing, especially while you're in public? Again, good evening, everyone. May I first say Happy Women's Month, March 2023 is the year, and Happy International Women's Day, March 8th, 2023. If anyone feels I had left them out because there not have been a Happy Man's Day that we know of, but I am sure there is something out there that shows appreciation for the good and the men who have achieved and contributed to the world as well. The media seems to cover Women's Day and Women's Month very well, but we also have a lot of work to do to appreciate those who do not get the exposure for their contributions. Many times I have heard of contributions in many public places in our communities, in our places of worship, in our schools, and through the news coverage of many types, and in our places of business, and even more. And there are those who appreciate us because they know we are the unsung heroes, the unknown soldiers that have made contributions but are appreciated by way of someone or some groups of people who, I'd like to say, don't worry, everyone. Make your presence known because your day will come soon. Do you know that COVID-19, also known as coronavirus, doesn't get the same media coverage as it has a few years ago, nor does the vaccines and booster shots and the different evolving variants of COVID-19 that have been listed. But guess what? There are lingering variants that still do exist from those diseases. Now, the question is, to what degree are they deadly, or are they deadly at all? Of course, the scientists and the researchers that report to the CDC, Cancer for Disease Control, and who they report to, which is the WHO, World Health Organization, and they both continue to make public available updates. Well, to continue, everyone, it's always good to know that they are still scientists and researchers, which is not unexpected, who are definitely on the money with knowing how they are going to handle what they can, considering the negative behavior that people have had to deal with due to COVID, the coronavirus, coming from a lot of ugly things that have been said through politics, some good, some not so good. So it's good that they stay on top of things so that they will make sure we know we can be appreciated. As of January the 8th, 2023, the Washington Post had created an article titled New Variant. It is the XBB.1.5 is a most transmittable yet could fuel COVID waves. But I suggest that you do not let that alarm you, because it was stated XBB did not evolve because people were vaccinated, said by Vaughn Cooper, a professor of evolutionary biology at the University of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh's campus. So, the way it evolved, let's be straight, he says, it is because people were infected by multiple viruses all at the same time when they broke out in the recent few years ago, in other words, everyone. Also, the article stated, virologists who study XBB 1.5 say it does not appear and it doesn't necessarily get worse as an individual COVID symptoms had, in other words, everyone, all in the past. They suggest health officials are urging Americans to get a booster dose of the new coronavirus vaccine formulated for Omicron subvariants to protect against an expected winter surge in case from holiday gatherings as people continue to congregate indoors. They also advise people, if they are indoors or in certain environments or environments that require that you wear a mask, that you use the more updated variant covering over your face that has been posted ever since the beginning of COVID-19, but still other masks are still acceptable. Also, it is believed that SARS, which has been mentioned in the past, is not as spreadable as they think that it is, because the most recent variant, the XBB.1.5 variant, poses a lesser threat than ever, because the COVID-19 reports had presented that evidence. Even though it was said XBB.1.5 is quickly become the most dominant strain in parts of the United States, it's because there was a potent mix of mutations that made it easy to spread broadly, including among those who have been previously infected or vaccinated, and that also includes the very elderly and those who have never taken the vaccine for COVID-19 also. According to Forbes.com, that is Forbes magazine, Forbes magazine, they find it, they have recently published March 17, 2023, an update on what is going to be in the Biden administration about any recent changes or advances for student funds. It is said that they are not finishing revamping more approved information, but this is what is in the story titled Student Loans Forgiveness, Timelines and Deadlines Change Again in the New Update to One-Time Adjustments. Before I go on about that, everyone, the one-time adjustments are pertaining to one specific program which will be mentioned. But there will be other revisions of other possibilities of any other student loan updates that can be acquired through your state representative office, most likely. And if not, ask them which office can they obtain that information for you from, and can somebody give you an explanation? Because there are quite a few adjustments made in the even this document that I'm about to tell you about that's been recently developed through the Biden administration. It says here that the Biden administration has, again, updated key deadlines and the overall timeline for borrowers hoping to receive student loan forgiveness under a one-time IDR account adjustment. In other words, they're going to call it IDR. And it is called that because there will be no formal announcement accompanying the quiet change to current educational department guidelines, which they just had implemented this week. Last year, the Biden administration announced that the IDR account adjustment, which is a sweeping one-time fix to help address the ongoing issues with federal government income-driven repayment plans. That's what it stands for, income-driven repayment. So this isn't specifically saying they're interested in eliminating your student loan. With this particular bill that they're putting into effect or policy, but they want to let you know that there are people who may have not been available for the deadline, that you will hopefully be able to get some assistance on slowing down payments, and they're going to base it on your income and family size. And the IDR plans can also result in student loan forgiveness for any remaining unpaid balance after 20 or 25 years, depending on the specific plan. Well, I can tell you, everyone, it's not exactly the best news, but hopefully it can do something like, in the future, slow down people who harass you, who have been known to harass you, I should really say, in the past about you're going to pay this amount of money at this certain given time. Let's just say if you don't have a job that's evident to the system that has an opportunity for you to pay, they may just make an adjustment so you have to pay a minimum amount or an amount so that you can hopefully survive comfortably. And if you're lucky, you can definitely not be penalized as if you're not trying to help your situation in the attempt to pay anything. If I'm misquoting that, please let me know. But we're going to bring on Brother O, and he's going to play a track for us, and hopefully you'll sit back and relax and enjoy it.
Like me, they long to be close. close to you.
Wonderful selection. I believe it's Karen Carpenter singing Close to You, and it is very melodramatic, but it's subtle. Something to relax the human spirit when you feel as though that you need that lovely, soft tune. Again, this is WBNN. And I just want to say that we have other hosts here. And I tell you, you can't miss out on being with them. I really miss being able to make commentary. But, you know, medical stipulations allow me to withhold doing what it is necessary to abide by in order to relax my voice until I can get it together, hopefully with the help of modern medicine, and I look forward to having that to continue. And if you like to listen, again, the telephone number is 516-453-9133. And by the way, I tell you, you can't seem to get any better a station when it comes to diversity, when it comes to informative people who know what they're talking about, or you as a listener have the right to agree to disagree or sit back and enjoy what they present. I've listened to many a radio talk show, and it has not met up to the standards of the diversity of these fellas and these females who talk about things that are just so enthralling until all they pretty much do is offer you either enjoyable or entertaining or both things that you can either relate to or just learn from. So feel free to always come in Monday through Sunday, except Saturday, 9:30 p.m. to listen in on this show, which is what I pretty much do. But I do look forward to having the opportunity to comment at a later date. I did manage last night, but I'm grateful to be able to do what I can when I can and if I can. Thank you very much for appreciating us and tuning in. So I just wanted to continue to let you know about this IDR. IDR can really be a benefit, but it has not covered a subject that many people who have really felt a little disappointed that the former opportunity to be able to receive student loan forgiveness of a certain proportion would be available. But at least it can slow down the process of what some people can afford to pay back at the rate that is considered reasonable according to the way they address this mission. And if it works out, you never know. There may be another introduction of how things can be handled. But they said, especially there will be what they call a retroactive credit towards a borrower who has been 20 or 25 years behind in a student loan, and if they are not presently in the IDR plan, they may be able to still receive credit for even past student loan payments they have made, especially if it were coming from a consolidated plan where they consolidate. That means paid for several different creditors to condense it into one credit report and have everything pulled to the point where they could afford to be able to pay this credit that they have already had from the past, and you have to pay a lot less. So either way, it is a win-win, but not at the rate that some people would like for it to still be offered, because they still would like to receive the former introduction of the student loan forgiveness that was offered at prior times, the rate of $10,000 per student. But the deadline has expired at the end of the year 2022. But who's to say that there's still not a possibility that they will reiterate something that will help people to upgrade? Well, I hope that I'm not being nosy, but I would like to know, did they ever think about offering a lesser amount? Say, for example, instead of $10,000, maybe a certain proportion that could assist some people to have it removed from their student loan credit. Now, if I'm speaking too soon, because after all, I am not the budget director of the Department of Education or any other cabinet, and it is a consideration because I understand that some people's struggles would like for them to re-enter the workforce to even help themselves do the basics of what it takes to be in a position where they can either maybe return to school or have a decent job that can allow them to advance. So with that being said, I just want to say again that there are many other details that are important to the IDR accounts, the adjustment rate program, that you should be able to state your complaints or ask for assistance through if you attend certain meetings at your state senator's office or town watch or state representative's office. So you can find out about your ability to qualify under the IDR program. But from what I see, they are basing your ability, as I mentioned before, to receive any assistance based on your income and family size. Hopefully, they can help you. Excuse me. Crime. Now, crime should not be an issue of who's wrong or who is right. But unfortunately, it can overstep the way crime can be either handled or maybe not. I'm sure that it is not only in the United States of America, but in many other places across the world, where crime is not dealt with as it should be on both sides of the law, which is a violation of human mistreatment or treatment, or maybe for the ways we are as the public are addressing it in the courts of law, for different reasons as we know it. You would hope to believe at least that some of the officers of the law have actually things fairly Well, you know, I've heard a theory that there are more good officers than there are bad, but we like to ask, well, what are they doing about the officers who are not good? It's an unfortunate thing. There's only a handful compared to the ones who do their job. But people have to constantly see things in the newspaper that can be disappointing to the public. The district attorney who deal with the public would be a human being, hopefully, with morals first and foremost, then afterwards, after a person who is convicted does not have to go through lifelong turmoil. I really admire the job of Chinchilla J and others who have definitely have gotten out there to try to right a wrong, and all of the other persons who expressed dismay over the years of hearing bad things about law enforcers. Well, it's not law enforcers as if you were to say all of them, but it's just the few rotten eggs that spoil the whole bunch. There are those amongst many of them who do exercise human civil behavior practice, but the few who are the handful who do not can probably more than just be considered an embarrassment and also impact the unnecessary, unrightful behavior coming from people who hide behind their badge, which is not good at all. We know that. It's worse than that. It will be something that they would not want to happen to them. So hopefully, if they pack away their ego or whatever other issues that they deal with, we can get a little human justice out here. And it's a shame because I was taught as a child even, if you have any problems, go to the law. Now, people don't know what to teach their children or allow their children to learn in school. So we're going to have to see if we can resolve that. And I want to say I sorely miss being a commenter on the shows of various other people, but I look forward to hearing a different story from my physician if I can make that arrangement this month. But I will definitely listen in eagerly and probably fight with maybe saying just a few words if I thought I could get one in or two to just let you know that I really enjoy what you're saying and how I'd like to see what we can always bounce off of each other to get things accomplished. So thank you very much, everyone. And if I can pause for a moment, we have a caller in queue, and I would hope to be able to find out who this would be, please. And if you can please let me know your name, and if you do have a show, please announce your show. So, hello, who is on queue right now, please?
Hi there, Antonia. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Oh, hello, Ava. Always good to hear you also, of course.
We all have our trials and tribulations, and I have to say that, you know, I really didn't know what you were going through, but I want to send you some healing love and healing light right now for whatever it is you're dealing with, because I know, you know, I'm dealing with something too, and I just want you to know I think of you, and tonight I'm going to keep you in a special prayer. So, you know, you're such a blessing to have on WBNN. And one of the things you talked about was this great Beverly Nation network. And on top of all the great topics you're discussing tonight, which I'm really enjoying, you talked about WBNN. And it's also a great topic because here is a platform, as you said, that is diversified, covers many, many different types of topics. So if you're out there listening tune in to some of the other shows because we're on every night except for Saturday. It's the only night Ngozi takes a break. But it's a wonderful platform and a wonderful network, and we're so blessed to have you as part of it. I'm a newbie. I'm only here a year, yet I've gotten to know the different hosts, and just, you know, sometimes you can get their personalities right through their voices. So my show is coming up on April 12th, which is a Wednesday, again, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the casual chat. And, you know, we hope when you're well enough, you'll be, you know, able to come on and be part of it. And I'm so enjoying listening to your topics tonight.
Oh, thank you very much, Ava. And I will definitely listen unless circumstances don't allow it, which I don't look forward to that happening. And with that being said, I appreciate your appreciating me for appreciating you all. As a matter of fact, I tell you, the pleasantry that you bring and the topics, we, like you said, all have different personalities. I don't have a problem with someone speaking assertively about a reasonably decent topic, because after all, if it's something worth addressing, I want to hear what they have to say. So thank you very much, and it's always wonderful to hear from you, and I thank you for your condolences, if you want to call it that, because I really miss being able to say comments, you know, because you have such interesting things to say. Some people don't realize some of the smallest topics can be appreciated by some of the biggest mindsets of people who really have some brilliant things to say. Thank you again, Ada. And I will be there on April the 5th, 12th. Okay. And with that being said, I understand that we have another caller in queue. Hi, what is your name? And if you have a show, could you please announce it?
I do have a show. My tribal name is Huni Bakatoon, and my pen is Sage name is the Magic Man Guru. How you doing, Miss Antonia?
Oh, I'm fine. And how about yourself?
Much better now. Always glad to hear your voice, to be in the land of the living. I also give thanks to the Almighty for beings like yourself who provide much-needed information for us all. I want to touch on a few subjects right quick, and I know other people want to call, so I'm going to be as brief as I possibly can. Let me start off with the police. I'm with you. I came up during a time where if we had an issue, we could call the police, right? And back then, and I'm 55 years young, getting younger every second, right? And but back then, here's the difference. Back then, the evil ones would put on their white robes with the pointed hoods. Now they done pulled the white robes off, and now they're wearing blue uniforms and all kind of uniforms. So it's obviously that, especially when it comes to us as so-called African-Americans, sorry about the alarm there, I'm working, but, you know, and we have started to accept that for over 50 years, and it's ridiculous. Those of us, and it is my message, I ain't going to go overboard with it, but we as a people have stopped accepting this evil lie like we're second-class citizens. We are the original people of this planet Earth, especially over here in the United States of America. And they are not going to change. I'm talking about the evil ones, in regards to however they look. They are not going to stop what they're doing until we put a stop to it. And a lot of us have been, you know, praying and wishing and waiting for other people to do it, and it's not in them to do it. You get what I'm saying? And it got to get to a point where enough is enough. And, yes, we have some cops who look just like us who commit some of the most evil, hideous acts that you can imagine. And they need to be ashamed of themselves. But, again, you know, they're not going to do anything until we fully address it. Now, as far as the school thing, as beautiful as America is, it's ridiculous how pricey education is. And it's sad. And then, you know, you got a lot of people who studying all kind of things with no work. Okay? So on that note, the name of my show is We Will Aware You, and the very special subject, I got a very special guest that's coming on April 6th, and it will be me and my DJ, one-on-one with Hall of Fame four-time. And we're going to have a great time. I'm going to be opening up a book I started receiving back in 1991. A lot of people who are familiar with me know that I put a lot about what happened on June 13, 1985, but in 1991 is when my personal book of life was opened, and I'm going to finally start to share it with as many people as I possibly can. Thank you. Love you.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Huni Bakatun. He is the winner of the Internet of the Year Award, Radio Award in the year 2020, and he has graced us with very interesting subject matters that we can afford to hopefully benefit from his degree of observation and interviews that he has interviewed with other people who have been representative of this particular station, WBNN. So I do look forward to listening to that. Hopefully, if I could make a comment, I'll be short and brief. But with that being said, that will be very interesting. And it's a coincidence he mentioned about the, unfortunately, the police of more than one culture, even the culture of the African American race, that has committed crimes on the wrong side of the law, but yet and still they were legal representatives. We don't like to talk about it because we like to boast about how we have the best country in the world with the best rightful people that are out here trying to act on our behalf. And, you know, it's not nice to have to say, but we can't deal with niceties when you have people who are not able to practice those niceties also. For that reason, we have to ask if they could spare us the dishonesty amongst them by just being more honest in the court of law when subject matters are brought up. And unfortunately, some people get wrongly accused, including people who are on the side of the law, and they have to deal with the lies and the criticisms unrightfully by citizens who do not practice what they should be practicing. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned, if they put aside their egos, their lack of morals, their hatred, and realize that the purpose of having the uniform on is to respectfully represent the country that they represent, it would be good. Now, for the ones who don't, then, of course, they're human beings first, and people in uniform second, according to God's law. Not because I'm that familiar with God's law, but when we speak of human civil behavior. So with that being said, if they do have a lack of ability to restrain the wrongful behavior, how does the saying go? Let the crime fit the time, or let the time fit the crime, is what I've heard in the past. So we don't look to go around and bludgeon people who are innocent, who are considered suspects either, of course, because some of them have, according to Dr. Chinchilla Jay's show, some horrible atrocities that are just too embarrassing sometimes to even hear about. But there are quite a few people, even people in religious sects, that talk about what they don't like when they see things happen. With that being said, thank you for hearing Ava and Brother Hooney and anyone else who may be listening, and I would like to ask for Brother O to play a track for us. Okay, CEO Brother O.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
That is a lovely track. If I'm not mistaken, it's called We Only Just Begun. And I love it when you include the title of the song and the body of a composition, because it makes people understand why people sing the words versus actually just merely speak them as they go about life in the daily routine. So anyway, about your children, not that I'm going to tell you what to do, but I will suggest, because I know what it's like to raise a child, and it's hard to get them to understand things when they hear about things in the media or whatever. But, you know, you keep in mind, you may not want to teach your children and the children in the community to be accepting of every accusation if they manage to become a juror. Yes, a juror in a court of law. Because if you run across a suspect that is being tried, that is an innocent person, or a person who may need to be off of the streets, either way, or of course, hopefully the bigger picture of whatever is going on with that particular case that is being tried with their name affixed to it, you may want to have them to learn how to be understanding that the court of law is not there for them to take it for granted, because you never know who your loved ones would be if you had to sit in a jury box with other people. Why, they may not even care. Somebody needs to care. And it'll be you, starting with you, that you'll show your children that they may be part of those somebodies that you would like for them to understand, that you would like for them to respect. So let's just say, if you teach them how to become not passive, but a well-rounded human being by talking to them on your downtime with them sometime, your quality time that you'll set aside for just trying to understand the ways of the world, that would be one of the most effective things that you could teach them, because it may teach them how to take on occupations that may involve the need for them to be hopefully an honest person, eliminate their personal jealousies if they acquire any. You don't have to teach them how to fall for everything that goes on out here, but let them see what the effects of their contributions can be to society and also in the future. And, of course, we have enough people out there who are gunslingers, create violence with other weapons, who are human traffickers, and some who are sex traffickers. And, of course, there's a lifetime of other crimes to be taken care of in the court of law, hopefully correctly, because after all, your children are going to be the persons who will take care of you most likely, or someone else that you care about, or they'll have to care about, and you don't want to leave a negative legacy behind for not addressing these matters. If you feel as though you don't have the same communication skills as somebody who are more well-versed in that matter, there are other people out here. They don't have to necessarily be social workers or pastors, but people who you know that you have respect for in the community. And it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out need to communicate by using a triangle of understanding of what it takes for the kids to make out. And if they don't do it to your satisfaction, move on to the next one. If I'm not mistaken, I do have another caller in queue. And if I do, I would appreciate if a caller number 3 come in and please state your case.
Peace. Hello, Miss Antonia.
Oh, well, peace to you, too. Good to hear from you.
It's great to hear from you, too. My name is Jetty A-Track. I am a new member of the WBNN Collective, the Ngozi Collective. I am featured the host on this Thursday's the ONE, the One Syndicated Station Host Intern Show. And
okay.
I just wanted to give my love and show my love to you, give you your flowers, because this is a real informational platform that has an open forum that allows people to call in and to share and to help to galvanize information and open talk with you, and that's something that is especially needed and necessary in the society. So I just called in to give you your flowers.
Oh, well, that is so wonderful, and I appreciate it. It's going to help me be encouraged to maintain trying to stay on track, being a person who will walk hand-in-hand with you or wanting to make sure we get out here and do what's right for the right reasons. And you did say this Thursday. What is the name of your show, please?
The name of the show is Culture and Game. So I talk about entertainment, and especially as it relates to hip-hop culture, being a hip-hop artist and an artist in general, and I speak from an introverted and introspective as well as a certain subjective standpoint as it regards to the culture and as it regards to the arts and certain informational and entertainment aspects regarding.
And your name one more time, please.
The name is Culture and Game.
Oh, your name, please. Excuse me.
Pardon me. My name is Jetty A-Track.
Okay. You'd be surprised, those of us who are familiar with hip-hop, contrary to what you may think, let's just say we run in circles and we get to share it with a variety of people because we have to observe the fact that there's always going to be a need to communicate so we can all keep each other posted on what's out there. And with that being said, I'll be calling to listen into to your show gladly also. So I hope that you enjoy yourself, and you know, you may be one of the silent types, but this is an opportunity for you to share with people of what your lifestyle and your world is all about. Thank you very much, and I'll see you Thursday. Okay, thank you. And number four, caller. Number four, if you're able to, could you please state your name and the name of your show, if you have one.
Yes, good evening. My name is Matthew Grant. I was a host. I'm not doing it right now. I'm kind of preoccupied. I didn't want to actually hold Brother O and all of you back. I spoke to him about it. He mentioned it on the radio. Like, I'm kind of being held back with paperwork and court incidences, and he's very, very precise and business-minded, and I love that about him. And he always mentioned how somebody should come correct and have transcripts and have things ready and not be late, so I definitely did not want to hold the show back. I tuned into your show. I caught the beginning where you're talking about the coronavirus and a lot of things going on. I studied that for years. I actually went to school as a biology major. I was very good in microbiology. I loved it so much, I used to actually go down and open up the laboratories at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning at the college, study these things. I know everything from the unicellular organisms, oil-based microscopy, endoplasmic reticulum, nucleotides. I could go on and on about these things that there were virology, epidemiology, microbiology. And people need to really watch who they listen to, especially if we're religious people, whether mm-hmm. you're Christian, Muslim, Jew,
yeah.
When people come out, and I'm going to be I don't want to say careful. I'm going to say this in a certain way. People come out and tell people what to do. And even Kamala Harris, for example, she came out and told Christians that they should get a vaccine. I'm going to cut off the first two letters in this word that I'm about to say. I'm going to cut off the first two letters. Let's say the IT. Kamala Harris is not the authority on it when it comes to virology, epidemiology, microbiology. And she's not the authority on it when it comes to telling Christians what to do. And that's to say the least. Their coronavirus coordinator... The coronavirus coordinator, and I'm not saying this to say anything mean about homosexuals, but he's a homosexual Satan worshiper. He has satanic tattoos all over his body. Look it up. The coronavirus coordinator is a Satan worshiper. He has the upside-down pentagram on his chest in a circle. She's coming out telling Christians what to do. Now, we all know that in the Bible, in the book of Leviticus, Exodus, Deuteronomy, especially Leviticus, there are things that we're supposed to consume that are natural and things that we're supposed to not consume that are natural. So if we're supposed to avoid things that are naturally occurring that could be bad for us, then why would we let complete strangers put a substance in us that was created by them in a laboratory? I'm going to leave it at that for right now, but I picked up what you said about the student loan thing. Very informative information. And you talked about the crime matters as well. I figured I'd bring this up I told a couple people about this, but I don't think I'm going to bite my lip anymore because this is like a matter of an actual national or maybe even international emergency. A hawk said a second ago that was flying in the sky, enough's enough, and he's right, enough is enough. Things are going on right now. I received a letter in the mail after 20 years of hell, after people came to a business of mine and tortured me and I had a lawsuit. Cut a long story short, I caught my own attorney sabotaging my case. The courts were conspiring with him. Now, I received a letter in the mail that said that they sent an email on 1/20/2023 that I had to appear in court on 1/20/2023. And because I did not appear there within 4 hours, I was the one completely responsible for it. I don't know if people here know exactly what's going on, and if there are people tuned in Nigeria and other countries and across America, you need to really get an idea of what's going on right now. There is something going on that is so absolutely evil that we really need to take mind and really be concerned about this. How could somebody be at a court hearing within 4 hours? When they're really not officially notified. I'm going to finally explain what's going on so that people understand. All right, this is what's going on right here in America. For anybody that's listening, for people that are in the criminal law and so forth, with the civil rights movement that occurred in the 60s, we know that the conservatives opposed the rights of black people and minorities. During these years, the municipal courts were stacked with conservative, right-wing Republican judges. We all know this isn't any whistleblower information, that conservative means basically KKK conservative. They always oppose, and this is common news. You can look this up in documentaries and everything all over the Internet. This is common information. They opposed civil rights for blacks. They opposed blacks getting anywhere financially, always being held back. So after the courts were stacked on the municipal level, they were stacked at the county level. After that, they were stacked at the appellate and the state level. Now, this is what's alarming, and people really better look at what's going on. When President Obama got into office, Mitch McConnell blocked him from getting a lot of judges in the office. So what happened was, there were a lot of vacancies left over. So as soon as Donald Trump became elected, all of those were open for him to pick people from what's called the Federalist Society, people that came from, far-right KKK-type mentalities. So what happened was he had the opportunity to fill all the federal courts with his type of judges. That's a problem because I don't know if people realize what this is right now and why these things are going on. But this has been set up unlike anything else maybe in the history of mankind. In other words, when you're discriminated against in the court at the municipal level, the county level, the appellate level, and the state level, all you have left is the federal level to say that your rights were violated. The only problem with that now is that all of these courts are stacked with these judges. So this is like a KKK-type Nazi coup or overthrow of what's going on. And it's so much so that it's to the point where things like this are happening, where they're saying you better be in court in 3 hours, and if you're not there, you're completely responsible for it. Let's laugh and giggle about this like this is pre-Civil War, below the Mason-Dixon line. Like, this is going on right now here in America. There's an actual type of judicial criminal-type holocaust going on here where minorities, specifically blacks, are being wiped out, and a lot of poor whites are being discriminated against too. I won't talk too much. I know you got to.
That's okay. I'm interested. You're making some brilliant rhetoric that I would love to continue hearing your viewpoint on. But go ahead.
I love
please.
Hearing you talk. You said something about your voice being. I can listen to you talk for, like, the next couple of weeks. I love your voice.
Oh, well, God bless you. That is so kind. And I don't mean God in the religious sense. I mean, God in the sense of, we're taught to be spiritually positive if possible. So that's my way of saying I hope your positivity continues. But, you know, I'm enjoying what you're saying, and I've sat here quietly mostly because of the fact that just to know that you have such an extreme interest in medicine, learning about it, because some people, they may say, well, I never did like math in school. I never did like whatever other type of subjects there were. But do they realize that you don't have to soak it in as if you're going to go to college and major for it, but learn about it, because you never know, you may have a family member or family members or somebody that you're near and dear to, you can say, guess what? It sparked an interest in me to know that this particular medical terminology is something I've applied myself to or chose to learn about because it may save the life of the person that I know or even myself. You know, it doesn't pay to sit around to be ignorant. And about what had occurred with your family, I say, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about that because, you know, the very people that impose these type of atrocities on, let's just say, I don't want to say poor people, people who have less, are the very people who sit around and cause too much negative controversy that even affect the police department who want to do what's right because it causes, let's just say, confusion and discrepancies. And I hope that you can get some righteous, let's just say, feedback if you take yourself to your political constituents' office and, of course, keep your paper trail to let it be understood that you're not one of these citizens out here who are enemy to the system. You're one who do your best in complying, and if you made a slight mistake, let it be seen that it was just that. And, Matthew, I could talk to you forever because I tell you, you express yourself with proper conviction of what you've seen, not because you're mad at the world, but because you just like to see something in a lot of justice. After all, you do raise your family, from what it sounds like, to try to understand why you get out there and stay on the straight and narrow, try to do the right thing. Now, with me being so glib, I think I better ease up. And are you a person with a show?
I did have a show. I was on the ONE host intern show. I interviewed one person, but then incidentally, like, I started getting mail in from the courts, things saying that I had to be somewhere with them. You know, like, it's just,
yeah,
things just got turned up for a second, and I didn't want to hold back Brother O because he has, like, a lot of things to do. He's really professional, really sharp-minded and energetic, and he said, you know, you have to come correct. You can't be late with things, and I always remember what he said. Like, I don't even know if he knows how much I concentrate on the things he said, but I didn't want to hold the show back and not come right because I felt that might be detrimental to his show and all of you. So I figured let him know early that I have all of these things to do, like with court, and it's not by chance. This has been, I've been being, like, basically psychologically and, like, tortured, really, by this system. They've been trying, to be completely honest with you, for, like, 15 years to get me into prison. Like, they locked up all the black men in this area, and I hate to say it like that, but that's what happened. And because I was watching them and seeing what was going on, I was maneuvering and getting out of the way. And I had to contact Congress and everybody you could think of. But you're definitely – I'm going to take your suggestions as well as far as, like, contacting a political constituents. Like, I'm going to –
yes.
Somebody needs to be contacted because these people need to be placed under arrest or charged with something. Like this right now, if they're not placed under arrest for this, after all of this, they're going to come – and send an email to an email address I never gave them, but my corrupt attorney who I pointed out was corrupt. That was the entire reason for the court case being there in the first place. he gave them the email, and then they continued to work with him in doing this. And this is something else I wasn't going to bring up, but I'm going to say it. After looking up, who's at
the
Discord?
And not only that, please stay in touch with Dr. Chinchilla J and the young lady who she's advocating to become a councilman at large, because for what it sounds like, it appears that they're dealing with cases that are of a different type or different types. And like even your situation, I don't want you to feel as though that it'll be I who can advocate as well as they can. But I'm glad you got an opportunity to share this with the public because of your lack of decent behavior that came from the wrong sources. So you stay on your path, Matthew, please, and don't ever feel as though that, you know, you should turn on your country because of the ignorance that is, you know, put out there by just a handful of people that don't mean you well. And do just that, please, okay? And it's wonderful talking to you. I wish I could guarantee I could talk to you in the near future, but, you know, circumstances prevail. And thank you for having been on O&E for the time that you could. We appreciate you. Okay. Well, that was Matthew, everybody. He was a person, I think I recalled him saying he attended the school of pharmacy next to the Veterans Hospital where the cemetery is located in West Philadelphia. And I've been to the VA and seen the school itself. And I like to see people stay on the straight and narrow about medically related things as well as other subjects out here because there's an assortment of things to talk about. Thank you. Now, sorry to hold up number six as a caller, but if you can please tell me your name. And if you do have a show, please announce it. Thank you.
Well, listen to this. Drifting on a memory. No place that I would rather be, but at the show with you, like a key, we can sail together in any kind of weather. This is Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. You know what time it is, baby girl.
I know you'll let me know.
Listen, first of all, I'm going to touch on some things like you had said earlier. These young people need to know. When the police was first instituted in America, they wasn't put here to police the white people. They were here to police. The police today wear uniforms, badges, stars, lieutenant bars, and they wear a three-piece suit. The reality of it is this. There's no worse thing of police corruption until you realize that police corruption and the police is in complete denial of that corruption. You understand? Now, you touched on something else about human trafficking. Here in San Diego 2 weeks ago, they busted 40 people. They recovered 54 missing children. 54. You feel me? 8 of them have been missing for over 6 years. And what they told the investigators was that every 3 days they would move them around the country. That's what they was doing. They was moving them around the country. And they would take them across the border and bring them back across the border. And these human traffickers was paying the Mexican border guards. And for some reason, somehow, they went to go do a check in San Ysidro. It just happened to be that note there. And that little girl, that girl's name was on that note. So they ran the name. And come to find out that this little girl had been missing for 6 years. So they put out surveillance. They put the dogs out. They caught 40 doggone people. Now, let me tell you this. After spending 12 years in the military, okay, United States of America has satellites out in space that can spot a penny on the ground on a crowded street in New York and tell you exactly what date is on that penny or what it's here to tell. Now, why is it that they're not using the KH-11, the Spytail 10, or the Eyeglass 9 to track and find these people? They use it when they want to get Bin Laden. So what's the difference? Use it, catch these people, put a stop to this BS, and everything will be just fine. But see, this is the thing you have to understand. Human trafficking is money. Okay. Human trafficking is money. KKK make money. Okay. Police officers make money. Okay. Long as the government is getting their part, I'm not going to do much or nothing. I keep trying to tell y'all, money rules this country. It rules the world. Until you get a greater understanding of that, we're going to keep on talking about this issue, keep on talking about this issue, and nothing's going to happen because they economically have their foot on our neck. They're only going to let us get so far. They're only going to let us get so much money, and then we die. You feel me? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, y'all come out tomorrow night. Y'all come out tomorrow night on the WBNN, New Jersey Time Entertainment. And tune in to none other than the Boston Chronicle, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I got somebody real special coming in that's going shut your whole entire world. Me and this girl have been knowing each other for a very long time. We used to just get in the inbox and talk shit all day, all night long. She's coming to my show tomorrow night, and you're going to see, and you're going to hear, and your mind is going to be simply taken to the outer realm of the atmosphere. So y'all tune in tomorrow night, 6:30 and 9:30 p.m., the WBNN presents the Boston Chronicles. And I will be your Jeffrey A. Sanders Sr., Mr. Boston. And oh, by the way, hold on. I have a real bad bronchial infection, and I have a heartbeat that's beating 130 times fast a minute. Right now, I'm just kicking back, chilling, so I can be ready for tomorrow night. So y'all pray for me. I got EKGs and all of those stuff to do all next week. So hopefully the diagnosis is good. And y'all continue to pray for me. And I'm signing off.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Boston. And I guarantee you, young man, I will do my best to tune in. I don't know about commenting, but I'll do my best to tune in because I tell you one thing, people will never know by the sound of your voice that you had so much concern and love for people, not only other than yourself and your own family, but about these other individuals who are being humanly sex trafficked or however they do them, because across the world, people don't know that there are many more than they can imagine of people who are kidnapped and God knows whatever else. And a lot of people don't even know about the satellites that can see the penny on the ground. So why isn't that surveillance used to track these individuals? They can have these devices that do identification by just scanning your face, by the way, which I hope to address for a few minutes about that and TikTok and a device that's recently that is recently instituted by grocery stores is if you walk into the grocery store, not only can they pick you out through your eyes, as it has been known through other devices out there, but also from your body shape. Yes, people. They have people out there who study the way you walk, study your body contour, and some of them have been used in order to supposedly turn away prospective shoplifters from before, but, you know, I'm quite sure it has been created for other reasons before even that was instituted. People, beware. They talk about TikTok. I'll admit it is very entertaining. If it is true about what the Chinese say, who are supposed to be the perpetrators of invading your privacy, well, some people say, well, let that be their choice. They don't mind, you know. Maybe they feel as though they don't have a life that requires their privacy being overly protected. Now, we don't need anybody stealing out of our accounts, because some of us will get wild and out behind people taken from our accounts. So people who feel as though that they are above the law and Privacy Act accountability like we have instituted here in the United States, or Privacy Act laws that are maybe in some other countries, you better be careful, because I know some people who will come after you about dipping into their small amount of funds that are in their bank accounts. But nevertheless, I'm not saying that you should attack that in a way that institute violence of any type. But if TikTok is really that questionable, then by all means, make sure that we have the valid reasons of why we may have to do something about TikTok to some degree. I hate to see that happen, because I was reading in a story about a gentleman who had banked at the Bank of America, and there's, you know, like they have a Cash App, you know, we can exchange money through. They have something called Zelle. And this gentleman, he took his money and did something where his Zelle account, Z-E-L-L-E, had accidentally had $1,000 from his account put into the account of maybe it was an individual that worked there. Person didn't want to give it back when he found out who it was. I think he said it was a neighbor, but he knew he worked at that bank. And he went through some troubles. TikTok, he was what they refer to as a TikToker, just because he views some of the, you know, TikTok programs like other people have. And they're normally only about the length of about 1 or 2 minutes. He had to go through them and network through another few channels in order to get his money back, because the person said he wasn't giving it back, and they said, if I'm not mistaken, that the money didn't, or say the bank didn't want to give it back. Well, he made sure. He hung in there like he knew he was going to, and he got his money back. They look, he had an opportunity to have his money back one way or the other, but it was an issue about the bank, or either the guy who he gave the money to by accident had wanted to, they had acquired a lawyer, so he got one too. So the other guy said, well, it'll cost you more. But I get the impression that it was the principle of the matter that this other guy didn't want to give him. Look, I have to admit, TikTok has maybe had some good pointers about it, but I'm not going to defend it, because I don't know to what degree people who are in the United States who know about the downfall of TikTok have people coming from another place being involved in our personal information. And until they may want to share more, I'm willing to understand there's a reason why all this is going on. Maybe it wasn't meant for me to know. But so you all, you know, before we are, you know, judgmental or whatever, and if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Boston was trying to mention, you know, let's start, you know, studying some of this stuff, or at least trying to get an understanding about why things happen the way they do. There is another device out there that evades privacy that we are definitely not 100% aware of. Hopefully one day I'll find out what it is and share it with you all. So with that being said, I'm sorry to be so long-winded about it, but I wanted to make sure you all know that, you know, yeah, protect yourselves, because there are people out here. Look, anytime they were to take a famous actress like Tisha Campbell and try to kidnap her out of a, I don't know if it was a train station or an airport, and take her in order to try to use her for human trafficking, because whoever obviously tried to kidnap her, they didn't know who she was enough, because, you know, she would have been, let's just say, very visible if anything were to happen that could happen. So, Mr. Boston, I'm going to have to try my best to be available to listen to what you have to say, and I hope you and your interviewee enjoy yourself while you talk for tomorrow night's show. So, with that being said, I'm really proud of you, and if you continue to take care of yourself, you may be able to grace us with your presence again. And I really look forward to it. So, caller 7, sorry to hold you up. Could you state your name and if you have a show, what show you have, please? Did I put you to sleep, caller 7?
Yo.
Oh, hello. Hi, how are you, Clev 1?
Yes, this is Clev 1, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We're trying to get change 420, might cost you $10 at Poppy's over there, up 68th and Ogont's over there. What's good up going on this evening?
Okay. Well, I know about 68th and Ogont's. They used to have the annual jazz festival up there once a year. And it is something else. My last person I seen before they finally stopped, even though Chaka Khan came the year after, was Tina Marie. And I tell you, that was some show. It's a shame they don't have it.
Shout out to the War Band, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the drunken my moms that was buying all the knickknacks out in the middle of the street while they was eating these hot-ass chicken wings when I made them. But check this out. This is what we're going to talk about here for a hot, quick second, because I want people to know this. Yeah, I mean, that all the roots stem to all the stuff that we connected here. You know, this evil been going on since the creation of Adam, you know what I'm saying? This is the war against mankind, y'all, if y'all didn't know it. You know what I mean? When mankind means mankind, you feel what I'm saying? It's too late to be picking, choosing sides, you know what I'm saying? When clearly... You see what I'm saying? You could be black as Manute Bol and then have 40% Irish in your joint. You see what I'm saying? And vice versa. So that don't count no more. People who fighting on sides that they want to pick don't even know who they are. I said they don't know who they are. So check that out, right? It's too late to pick a side. So boom, you go with all mankind, because that's who this war is against. Anybody that they can lead to the fire is who the target is. And they pray, and whoever, and the weaker you are, the more of a target you become. So if the more you got to say and the more things that you got to be in fear about of these people, you know what I'm saying? They know that they serving the purpose of the reason why Shaitan is down here in the first place, to misguide you, to lead you astray, you know what I'm saying, and lead you to the fire. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if you want to follow the fire, like the moths and mosquitoes jump in the fire when you light your citronella and all that, you feel what I'm saying? That's who you are, people, chasing citronella out here. citronella. You feel what I'm saying? Is what you're chasing. Yeah, because every time they disguise it with something, guess what you do? Jump up. You know what I mean? You jump right in the lake of fire for it, right? And then while you're in the lake of fire, jumping up without it was whatever it was that the evil people was waving around for you. You know what I mean? You complain about swimming in a swimming pool. Because that's where we at. This is their swimming pool. This is where all the evil people would like to congregate. This is their vacational cesspool playground here. This country. You know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't know that, y'all smart. Y'all know everything else except who you are and what the hell is going on in this country. Ain't that something? You got degrees and all kinds of things, but don't know what the hell is going on in this country. You see what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
So the whole root stem to these problems are people are misguided because the battle against what's evil is all in the Sahuf. The instructions are here. People don't read the instructions. You understand? And that's the root stem. Why? Why is this? Why is that? Why is this? Why is that? Because you don't read it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing for the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where half the post office didn't come to work today. Check your satellites.
Sure will. If I'm not mistaken, he'll be on this coming Wednesday.
Hold on. Time out, y'all. The Bad Nephew, a.k.a. Clever One, will be on Wednesday. Wu-Tang Clan Wednesday. Wu Wednesday is where I'm going to be on. That will be the 22nd, like 2000 last year, y'all.
All right. Well, I really appreciate Clev One giving his interpretation coming from the worldly side of things because, after all, you know, he's not degrading the country. He's just talking about how we could improve it if we could manage to stay afloat and avoid the sharks, if that is possible. I will say also that he... did express himself in a way that some people can read between the lines and say to themselves, this is why we have to stay steadfast on what we should be doing, not on what the world wants us to do. With that being said, that's a wonderful statement. And with all of that being said, we understand that we have in Gozy time, CEO of WBNN in Gozy, and he will definitely let us know what his take is on what has been talked about.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, it made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I loved so well. Yesterday once more. Looking back on how it was in years gone by, and the good much has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word.
All right, all right. Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that count on Robbery tonight. They are part of what we do on a constant basis. And thank you to Antonia Vax and her long tenure here at WBNN. Outstanding show. Thank you to all the WBNN hosts that called in tonight. I'm very, very, very proud of what we do on just a radio platform of greatness. Commissioner.
Yes. Antonia, I really enjoyed the show tonight. It was awesome. So much knowledge and the topics. And, you know, Mr. Boston, I really enjoy you as well talking about the human trafficking. And, you know, this is something that's still running rampant all across this country and not just here, but all over the world. And it's such a shame, absolute shame. And it's always at the hands of people in power, celebrities, doctors, judges, lawyers, sheriffs, and the like. And, you know, these are people who can get away with this type of activity, and they all need to be held accountable. And I am so happy, you know, with what's going on in some of these areas now where they're being caught and they're being treated, which is an excellent thing. And Antonia, the show, I loved it tonight. Awesome. I invite all of you to tune in Sunday night to News Forum. I am the host, and this Sunday night is going to be an awesome show. A lot of surprises for you guys, so definitely tune in 9:30 Sunday night. We're going to have a quick wrongful conviction case on Sunday, and Sunday is the last Sunday of this month, so that means it's the last Sunday in Women's History Month. So, of course, we're going to be saluting some women for Women's History Month and have some special guests on. All right. Again, excellent show. And, oh, the music. I love it because I love the Carpenters. Wow. Thank you so much for that music tonight, brother. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. And Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.Ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned for the Boston Chronicles with Jeffrey Sanders tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And that is Eastern Time, everybody. and happy spring. Spring, although it did not feel like spring, it was cold as the dickens out there today. Now back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee Antonia Bax.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Chinchilla J. I appreciate that wrap-up. It was well said, and I don't have to state why. You know, everyone, I tell you something. There's no glory in the way the legal system is being conducted and the way that it is, whether if we manage to get somebody off the streets or not. The glory comes to making sure that if there's any justice to be served, it'll be done the right way, because too many years people have gotten away with things on both sides of the fence. But thank goodness that the right side of the fence has always prevailed dominant. I'm glad to see that, as I mentioned before, Dr. Chinchilla J and her advocates and her and invited guests and legislative persons that she had occasionally on the show was there for the souls of the people who didn't deserve to be where they are. Of course, we're not going to try to free up everybody, because there have been some atrocities out here in the form of crimes that some people really don't have any care for. But I saw on a show one time where somebody said, well, you know, we're not animals. We just went the wrong way when we were younger. Well, unfortunately, some of them served the time, and then there's others who have different stories to tell because they weren't animals, because they weren't even involved with things to the degree that some people had stated. But equally as important, I'd like to be able to see the police continue to be commended for the stupendous job that they have done to make sure they kept many of us safe. Because how many times have you known people who had to call the police and say, hey, look, either something is going on out here, and you can't turn around and crucify the police as a whole, because they're not all bad. But we just had a few of them who basically were not prevailers of law and justice like they should be, because of the background that they came from or the mindset that they have. You know, but we can't allow ourselves to crucify them all, because I've seen more positive outcomes than negative, and I'd like to be able to still keep them on a payroll if possible, because I don't want to go out there and see several people shot up in the public anywhere and there be no police available to stop all of that that's been going on. And TikTokers, well, let's put it this way, buyer beware. Let's see if China does have against not only the United States, whoever pretty much enjoy their programs, have something against the world that will try to take people down by compromising their privacy information. Because if they do, I think there are going to be people who are going to meet them with some pretty sour responses, plural, that will make sure that they understand they're not going to play with these people for not only taking their privacy information, but taking money from their hard-earned income, no matter how little or how much they have. So, you know, if it is China, they have to understand we can't crucify all of China. But we have to understand that there's somewhere in this world people have been doing something, and anytime they keep on responding to TikTokers. Just watch your information, period, people, because you have to understand that Privacy Act has been enacted for a reason. As I've known of people who think it's just such a humorous thing to disrespect people by compromising their privacy, and it's an ugly sight. So if I, let's just say for any reason, have a hindrance based on my ability to speak in an elongated time frame. Well, God bless you all. You know, I just hope that you all continue to be careful out there. Teach your kids how to act on good, sound, mindful, you know, principles, as well as develop an opportunity to be wise, to understand why people do the things they do that will turn around and make things hard on them if they don't at least try to grow up to be good people. But they have to be taught that by hopefully somebody. It does not have to be a person with a college degree, just somebody who wants to do what is right out here. So with that being said, as I mentioned, thank you all for coming on, who could come on. And you all have so much to say that is so sensible. Whether if I could talk or not, I'm going to be listening because I want to. And at times if I can get it in for a little while on someone's station, by all means, give me just a couple of minutes to let you know how I appreciate you. God bless you, and with that being said, don't thrive on religion. Thrive on what's good out here. Because after all, when some people say God bless, they may just be telling you that whatever you have to offer is positive, they want to be a part of it. Take care, and you have a good evening. Good night.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.